This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Protesters set up makeshift barricades across the streets of Yangon against Myanmar soldiers one day after the military killed more than 100 people. Sunday, several demonstrators, mostly young people, wore helmets reading Save Myanmar and held arrows and petrol bombs. Petrol bombs, or Molotov cocktails, are common at barricades that have sprung up in many cities and are regularly pulled down by police. So far, their main use seems to be to create flame and smoke to confuse security forces trying to open fire on civilians. Soldiers opened fire from a distance, but no casualties were reported. More than 100 people were killed Saturday as security forces cracked down on protests against the February 1st coup that ousted Aung San Suu Kyi's elected government. The reported fatalities included several children under 16 years old. Suicide bombers attacked a Catholic church on Indonesia's Sulawesi Island on Palm Sunday, wounding at least 19 people. A video obtained by the Associated Press showed body parts scattered near a burning motorbike at the gates of the Sacred Heart of Jesus Cathedral in Makassar, the capital of South Sulawesi Province. A priest at the church said he had just finished celebrating Mass when the explosion happened. He said security guards at the church were suspicious of two people on a motorcycle who wanted to enter the building, and when they went to confront them, one of them detonated explosives. The wounded included four guards and several churchgoers. We have more international headlines for you on voanews.com. This is VOA News. There is continued hope Sunday that salvage efforts would free a mammoth container ship blocking the Suez Canal the last 6 days. The trapped ship has cut off international trade through the canal, causing losses worth millions of dollars. The Marine Traffic and Vessel Finder application said two tugboats were on their way to the vital waterway to help the salvage operation. Experts pinned hope on a high tide to dislodge the vessel. The MV Ever Given, which is longer than four football fields, has been wedged diagonally across the span of the canal since Tuesday, blocking the waterway in both directions. The crisis has forced companies to reconsider rerouting vessels around Africa's Cape of Good Hope, a longer and more expensive way to travel between Asia and Europe. Billions of dollars of cargo are now stalled at either end of the Suez Canal, and each passing day results in millions of dollars in losses for Egypt and commercial enterprises around the world. Bangladesh security forces opened fire and used tear gas Sunday to disperse thousands of protesters who were enforcing a nationwide general strike. They were protesting to denounce violence at a previous protest over a visit by India's prime minister. The area's police superintendent said at least one man was shot in Sanarpara after thousands of protesters, mostly students from Islamic schools, blocked a major highway connecting Dhaka and the southeastern port city of Chattogram. Witnesses said scores of people were hurt in clashes with police, which started after protesters set fire to a number of vehicles. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro's Facebook page has been frozen, according to a spokesman for the social media giant. That's because Facebook says the page contained misinformation about the COVID-19 pandemic. A statement from the company says Maduro violated Facebook policy when he posted a video without any medical evidence promoting carvativir as a cure for the coronavirus. Carvativir is a drink made with the thyme herb, which the page described as a miracle medication capable of neutralizing the coronavirus without any side effects. The company said it is taking action to limit use of Maduro's Facebook page, freezing it for 30 days. Saturday, the United States condemned China's sanctions against two American religious rights officials and a Canadian lawmaker in a dispute over Beijing's treatment of Uyghur Muslims and other minorities. China's moves only contribute to the growing international scrutiny over the ongoing genocide and crimes against humanity. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.